Was it late today and started?
Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Mem Zayin. We're holding the last line of Mem Vav Amid Beis.
Oh, you have to put on the recorder cloud over here. Almost forgot. Okay.
Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, last line of Mem Vav Amid Beis. Eisvei lechem haponim necha letisha la'asaru la'achad osa. This is a kasha that Rabba is asking on Rav Chisda. What did Rabba and Rav Chisda say? So let's take a very quick look at yesterday's Gemara, starting on Mem Vav Amud Beis, about 12 lines from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara brought a machloikis, Itmar, ho'oifem yontif l'choil. What happens if a person on yontif is baking or cooking, not for the day of yontif? We know it says in the Pasuk, Ach ashe yi'ochel l'chol nefesh, hu levad yi'osu l'chem. You're allowed to cook, you're allowed to bake on Yontif. There is no shaila about that. But you can only cook and bake on Yontif for Yontif, not for Choyl. So if a person did go and cook or bake on Yontif for Choyl, Rav Chisda Oma Loike gets Malkis. He's over on an Isur. Rabba Oma Eina Loike, no Malkis. What's the Machloikis? Rav Chisda Oma Loike Lo Yamrinan Choyl Umikloi Le Orchim Chozile. Rabba Omer Eina Loike Umrinan Choyl. Rabbi says that there's a svara called hoyl. Hoyl means since. What means since? It happens to be yontif afternoon. I just finished an 8-course meal. I am stuffed. I don't need to eat anything more for the rest of the day. Nor do any of my family members. We've all eaten Baruch Hashem. However, I decide I want to go and bake a cake anyway. Why? Because after all, guests may arrive on the scene. And if they do arrive on the scene, then I'm doing it l'kavod yontif. Now, the truth of the matter is I didn't invite any guests, and I may not have had guests for the last 55 years, but there is certainly a possibility that guests may arrive. So says Rabbah, based on this hoyl, since, perhaps, maybe, that's already enough to go and authorize you to go and bake and cook today, for the benefit of those Orchim, and if the Orchim don't come, then you'll have it for Choyl. But that's why you don't get Malkus. Rav Chisda said they don't believe in Choyl. If there are no guests on the horizon, forget about it. This is just, if you will, a subterfuge. You cannot go and bake on Yontif. That was the Machlokes. Then Rabba asked Rav Chisda, Lididach, I'm continuing on the Gemara halfway down. Amalei Rav Rav Chisda, Lididach, the Amris Liamrin and Hoyl. If you don't believe in Hoyl, Heich Oifen Mi Yontav L'Shabbos. What happens if Yontav comes out on Friday? Shabbos falls out on Shabbos. Aren't you allowed to go and bake and cook from Friday to Shabbos? According to you, that you don't believe in Orchim, you don't believe in Hoyl, then how can you do that? You can only be Oifa from that day to that day, for Yontav for Yontav. How can you do for Yontif and Shabbos? Amalei, says Rav Chisda, Rabba, didn't you ever hear of something called Eruv Tavshilin? That's why we make an Eruv Tavshilin. Asks Rabba to Rav Chisda, Mishem Eruv Tavshilin, Sharin, Isur, Diraisa. If you hold that it's awesome in our Torah to go and cook from Yontif to any other day, for instance, Choyl, you get Malkis. It's an Issa D'Araisa. So how can you go and cook from Friday to Shabbos? It's Yontif. You can go and cook on Yontif for Yontif, but not for any other day. Amalei, so Rav Chisda said to Rabba, Mid'Araisa Tzorchei Shabbos Nasin B'Yontif. Min HaToyra, you're allowed to cook on Yontif for Shabbos. Why, says Rashi? Because Yontif is also Ikri Shabbos. And therefore, when you're cooking for Yontif for Shabbos, it's like cooking for Yontif for Yontif. Yontif and Shabbos are virtually interchangeable, except that, of course, you're now allowed to cook on Shabbos. That's one of the Lama Tes Malachas. But the Torah says you're allowed to go and cook on Yontif. Yontif includes all to Shabbos, because Yontif itself is Ashtik Shabbos. And that's how we know the famous machloikis between the Perushim and the Baisusim and the Tzedokim, the Gabe, when the Shavuos come out. We say that you start counting the Oyim Usfartim Lechem Mimachras HaShabbos Miyim HaViachim Es Oyim HaTadufa, where the Baisusim Tzedokim said that you start counting Sfiris HaOyim always on Matzah Shabbos Mimachras HaShabbos Tisbruch HaYoy Chamish V'Yoyim, and then Shavuos is going to be 7 weeks later, also always on Matzah Shabbos on Sunday, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael and wanted to give them a longer weekend, to give them 2 days Shabbos and Yom Tov back to back. However, we don't learn that way. The Purushim learn the Mochas HaShabbos is referring to the Yontiv, and therefore Svar for Lachem Mimochas HaShabbos Miyam HaViyachem Es Oimer Tenufa. When do you bring the Korban Oimer? On the first day of Chol HaMoed. See, Mochas HaShabbos means in Mochas Yontiv we start counting for the first time. So we know that we call Yontiv Shabbos. Therefore, says Rav Chisda, that's why you're allowed to go and cook lichat chila tzorchei Shabbos nasa miyontif. And if that's the case, so what do you need a ruvet of shilin for? If you're telling me yontif is Shabbos, you're allowed to cook from yontif to Shabbos. No. So where daf from a ruvet of shilin? It's all because of a gzeira. That what rabbanu the gazu gzeira shemiyomer hoif miyontif lechoil. People are going to go and say, oh, I see that this rule of Yontif to Yontif is lav dafka. I'm allowed to go and cook from Yontif to Shabbos. So I could probably cook from Yontif to Chol as well. Therefore, the Chum had to take a stand and said, no, make an Ruvet of Shilin. And said, Markin, that's Chur Abonne, Ruvet of Shilin, Isli Hakeira, they'll know the difference between Yontif to Shabbos and Yontif to Chol. What have we seen from this Gemara? What we've seen is Rabba holds of Chol. Rav Chizid does not hold of Hoyel. For purposes of the next Shtikul Gemara, even more importantly, I see that Rav Chizid holds Lichat Chila Oifin Miyontif LeShabbos. Men HaTorah, you're allowed to bake from Yontif to Shabbos. Midrabanan, there's a din of Ruvet of Shilin. But Men HaTorah, no problem, Lichat Chila, you're allowed to bake from Yontif to Shabbos. Freiti Mar Eisvei, Lechem Apanim. We all know Lechem Apanim was baked Erev Shabbos, it was put on the Shulchan, and it was left there for a week, and then you ate it a week later on Shabbos Kodesh. Who ate it a week later? The Kehanim in the Beis Hamikdash. Hot, exactly. So points out our good friend, Brother Shai, that even though the bread, the Lechem Aponim, was on the Shulchan for an entire week, nevertheless, when they took it off, it was piping hot, and you still saw the steam coming up. And the Morin Chagiga tells us that they used to go and collect all the people that were Oile Regel, and they would make a demonstration, and they would say, look inside the Heichel, look at the Greisa Shulchan, look at the Lechem Aponim, Silukai Kisidurai, we took it down a week later, and it's still piping warm and hot and fresh and steaming, just like it was a week ago. Ruchi Baschem Lefnei Hamokim, go and show how Kodesh Baruch Hu loves Klai Yisrael. Anyway, so it says here that the Lechem Aponim was baked on, and therefore eaten on, Ne'echa Letisha La'asaru La'achad Asar. Sometimes it was eaten on the 9th day, sometimes the 10th day, sometimes the 11th day after it was baked. Le'pachad Le'yoysa, never more, never less. Ketzad, Kedarkoi, is Letisha. Your normal average week, for instance, this week, if the Beis Hamikdash were rebuilt in Yad Hashem today, they would go and bake the Lechem Aponim tomorrow on Friday. Friday being day one, you wouldn't eat it until the following Shabbos, which would be day 9. Why is it day 9? Because just like by a bris, the day that it's born, that's the day of the bris, that's the 8th day. So from Friday to the next Friday is 8. Next day Shabbos is 9. So that's totally normal. Nefer be'erev Shabbos. Nechol b'Shabbos Letisha. That's how you get the Cheshvan of 9. Now, what happens if Chol Yom Tov Liyos Be'erev Shabbos? What happens if that particular week Yom Tov falls out on Friday? So don't bake on Friday. Rather, go and bake it on Thursday, and then Nechol b'Shabbos La'asara. What's going to happen is on Shabbos when the Kahanim are eating, it's not going to be on day number 9 from the baking date, but it's going to be date number 10 because we've added one more day. We've gone back to Thursday. Now, what happens if Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah? What happens if the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, meaning Rosh Hashanah comes out on Thursday and Friday, which happens very often? So then, Necha L'Shabbos L'Achad Asar. So instead of eating it on day number 9 or day number 10, since you're going to have to bake it from Wednesday, so then you're only going to eat it on the following Shabbos, it's going to be day number 11. Day number 11. Why do I have to do that? Why can't I go and bake it on Friday, even if it's Yom Tov? The fish ain't a doicha, lo yis a Shabbos, lo yis a Yom Tov, because you cannot go and be doicha the halacha of Lechem Aponim, cannot be doicha the inyan of Shabbos or of Yom Tov, and therefore you can only bake it on Yemei Chol and not Yemei Yom Tov. That's what we have to start from Wednesday if Rosh Hashanah comes out Thursday and Friday. Just as an aside, Rashi points out, I have a big problem. What's my problem? As we know, if Rosh Hashanah is on Thursday and Friday, what's the status of the following Shabbos? It's Yom Kippur. How are the Kahanim going to eat on Yom Kippur? They're fasting the entire day. So L'chayra doesn't stim that it's going to be Necha L'Shabbos L'Achad Osar. So Rashi says two pshat. First pshat Rashi says is that it could be, how did they have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in the Beis HaMikdash? After all, normally you don't have Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, they know what's going on in the Beis HaMikdash. The pshat is they were expecting that Rosh Hashanah would fall out on Thursday. And guess what happened? The Edim did not come in a timely fashion. They only came late. And they only came Thursday after Mincha Ulamala. Okay, so now we have to be Nehagin Oisiyem Kodesh and Lamachar Kodesh. So now we have 2 days of Yontif. But the question is, which day is called Rosh Hashanah? Meaning, which day am I going to start counting the brand new year? Now, we know that every time you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, the first day Rosh Chodesh is always Shloishim, it's the 30th day of the previous month, and the second day Rosh Chodesh is the first day of the new month. But Rosh Hashanah, that's not the case. By Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Aleph Tishrei, and the second day is Beis Tishrei, and that's why 8 days later is going to be Yom Kippur on Asar. However, Rashi says, according to the first pshat, Zaytzechos, since they had expected it to be on Thursday, but the Edom came late, so in fact they crowned Friday as being the new Rosh Hashanah, and if that's Aleph Tishrei, so then they only ate then on Sunday, which means, I mean, they only fasted on Sunday. Yom Kippur was not on Shabbos, it was on Sunday. Of course, that doesn't happen nowadays. Loi Adurosh and Loi Ahu or something like that of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur never comes out on a Sunday. But anyway, but that's the point of the Gemara according to Rashi's first teretz, that in fact they ate it on Shabbos. Why did they eat it on Shabbos? Because it turned out that Yom Kippur was on Sunday. Second, Rashi answers that even if it goes according to the way we count it, it doesn't mean literally they ate it on Shabbos. So they ate it on Matzah Shabbos. Right. The only difficulty with that pshat is because the whole force of that Mishnah, that Brisa, Maseches Menachos, is to tell you about the ninth day of the month, the tenth day of the month, the 11th, not really the month, ninth day, tenth day, 11th day from the time that it was baked. According to this, it's Mishnei Matzah, because they're not eating it on Shabbos, they're eating it only on Matzah Shabbos. Rashi says that's nicht gefährlich, because the Beis HaMikdash's calendar is different than our calendar. Our calendar, it's always, you start off Laila and then Yoim. However, the Beis HaMikdash
is at night, so therefore they start in the morning.
But not only Echel Oven, but also the Achilas Kolar Kabbanis, which have a din of Yoim V'Laila. You bring it during the day, and you can continue eating it at night, Min HaToyra, the entire night, Midrabanan only until Chatzos. However, how can you? That's already the next day. It's a simon that in the Beis HaMikdash, the Laila follows the
Yom. The daily cycle, the daily calendar started from the morning.
Exactly. So therefore the Yud Aleph includes Matzah Shabbos. Okay, that's Hazei Dr. Rashi. But interesting, one thing we still have to focus on, if they in fact expected that Rosh Hashanah was going to come out on Thursday, what happens if the Edom did not come min a mincha ulamal? They came early on Thursday. It's about time the Edom come early. So we're only going to make 1 day for Rosh Hashanah. So how can you go and use the lechem upon him for Wednesday, from Wednesday, for the next Shabbos, right? If you're going to...
So then they would have to bake it again on Friday.
Exactly. So Tosis asks this kasha, and Tosis says that in fact, in those circumstances, that Rosh Hashanah turns out to be a one-day Rosh Hashanah on Thursday, even though they went and baked the lechem upon him on Wednesday, they would have to start again with new lechem upon him on Friday. What did they do with the one from Wednesday? They would have to go and be poid it and then use it. Actually, the Tosis is a little bit, seems to be soiser. He says, you poid that you would be poided to Eina Taner Mekadshem. If the Taner is not Mekadshem, why do you have to be poided? Unless what Tosis means is it has Kedusha's Dum, it doesn't have Kedusha's Haguf. Kedusha's Dum, you can be poided very easily. Kedusha's Guf is much more complicated. And therefore, Tosis says, yeah, you can be Mekadshem, you can be poided, that is, because Eina Taner Mekadshem. And that's the top Tosis in the Sirashi. Anyway, yeah, what's up?
If it's baked on Wednesday, it becomes possible just because they could bake it then on Friday?
Yeah, you want to have it, you know, under normal normal circumstances, if the last possible moment that you can go and bake
it. But is that a shul then?
Its kedusha was therefore was conditional then, because if Adim come early, then the kedusha is not kedushas haguf, it's kedushas damim. But if the Adim don't come, so the kedusha that they when they bake it on Wednesday, on the last day of Elul, then they have kedusha with the tanai, because maybe Adim will come.
Because otherwise, if they did it, you'd say, why should you? How can you be poted? And second of all,
well, because it was a conditional kedusha. It was not.
Okay, when you see the top toises, look in the first narrow line in the middle of the line. You have that first choice. This is the first. Avil im bo'u edim koidim amincha on Thursday, and kein lemacher biyoyim vav on Friday. It's choil gamur. It's a regular choil. The choilim lefois lechem acher biyoyim vav. You'll bake it again. Brand new lechem banim. I was a lechem arisha, and you probably will go and be poided. The ain atanim bekatcha, but doesn't give it kedusha saguf. So you can be poided. Can sub the ain direct l'shav. The yonder can preach. Yeah. So then, see, we're covered one way or the other. Apparently not. We'll see exactly how they do it. Getting back to our Gemara again. So, but let's get back to the Kasha. Rabba asked the Shtarka Kasha and Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda finished saying in yesterday's Gemara that Tzorchi Shabbos Nasan Biyontif Min HaToyra, you're allowed to go and bake and cook from Yontif to Shabbos, because Yontif is also Ikri Shabbos. So Tzorchi Shabbos Nasan Biyontif. So Ibazoya may lechet noch Yontif. So why wouldn't you say that you're doicha Yontif over here and bake the lechem upon him on Friday, even if it happens to be Yontif, because Tzorchi Yontif are Nasin on Tzorchi Shabbos Nasin Yontif. Elamai, you're going to tell me, yeah, but outside the Beis HaMikdash, they don't allow you to do that without the benefit of Eruvei Tavshilin. Now, why don't they allow you to do it? It's because if you're going to allow for baking from Friday to Shabbos, they'll say, you know what, you can go and bake from Yontif to Chayil. And that's why they had to make a Gantz Eruvei Tavshilin. So that's the Derabon, and that's the Shavuos. But we know that Ein Shavuos v'Mikdash. So Ein Shavuos v'Mikdash in the Chayra, in the Beis HaMikdash, they shouldn't be Goyzer, that maybe people are going to say that you can go and bake from Yontif to Chayil, and therefore you don't need an Eruv Tavshilin, and therefore why can't you go and bake on the Lechem upon him, Beferish, on Friday, even though Friday happens to be Yontif? Is the Chayra Shtarka Kasha on Rav Chizda. Amalei, says Rav Chizda, even though Taki, you're right, ain't Shavuos v'Mikdash, but Shavuos Keroi v'Hetiru, Shavuos Rechoyka l'Hetiru. What would they matter Shavuos Kroiva? Shavuos Kroiva means that if I'm going to bake on Friday Yontif, and I'm going to have the benefit of those chalas, those matzahs, those cakes, I'm going to cook chulent and fish on Friday, which is Yontif, the Kuvit Shabbos, I now be matter the Shavuos for purposes of eating Friday night and eating on Shabbos Kodesh itself. About that, says the Gemara, Ein Shavuos v'Mikdash, that the Rabbanu were not goyim, and they said, you know, it's fine, you can go and cook and bake on Friday Yontif, l'kovid Shabbos. So therefore, you should be able to go and bake the lechem upon him. However, the problem is it's a Shavuos Rechoyka. Shavuos Rechoyka means you're only going to be able to eat from this lechem a week later, on the next Shabbos. Oh, Shavuos Kroivetir, the Chacham said, Ein Shavuos v'Mikdash, if you're going to shortly go and benefit from that cooking on Yontif, you can have the benefit of cooking and eating it then on Shabbos immediately. But Shavuos Rechoyka, you have to wait another 8 days to the following Shabbos, that they were not matir, and that's why you have to go and bake it before Yontif.
But you couldn't, it's not Rechoyka in the sense that you can't bake it any later. You can't bake it, Erev. You can't wait.
It's true. 100% true.
It's not, I mean, Rechoka means like, you know, I'm baking matzahs now for Pesach, for the Pesach Seder.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. But Rechoka here, it's the last possible minute. It's not.
It's absolutely correct. Let's look at Rashi Shavuos Kroiva.
Yeah.
10 lines before the white line. Shavuos Kroiva. Shal Yontif Atzmo, if you're going and baking on Yontif for itself. Or Shal Oysa Shabbos Atzmo, or the immediate Shabbos that night. Shetrich Levay Bayoyim, the Mikdash. That is zero. And they said, and Shavuos Mamikdash. Shavuos Rechoka. Lidchais Shavuos Yontif Zebish. Shal Shabbos Shnia. For 8 days later, that far they were not matter the Mikdash.
But really, was it for the Shabbos? If you didn't have the new lechem upon him, you couldn't eat the old lechem upon him. So the lechem upon him they're eating on Gimel Tishrei,
mm-hmm,
is only possible to be eaten because you have the lechem upon him that you're bringing on. So it's not a shvus for a rechok.
What happens if you don't have new lechem upon him? You don't take off the old lechem upon him and eat it? all the old lechem panim became tamei, possibly yoytz or whatever.
Okay.
You take off the new lechem panim, the old lechem panim, you eat it.
Okay, with the bezichon
baruch. And you don't fill it up on Sunday or whatever. So the more bite, Ul Reb Shimon Gamliel, the Omer Mishum Reb Shimon Ben Haskan. That, yes, Ed, you have a shayla. Yes, Ed.
I'm sorry, yes. So the lechem panim, this is on the Shulchan Beis Hamikdash.
Correct.
How come the whole conversation makes it sound like all of us have to do this? Because after all, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Tefillin, why are we concerned as if it's part of our daily life? It really isn't. Well, I'm missing the whole point.
No, you're doing beautifully. All the Gemara is trying to prove is this theory or this principle that Rav Chisda has enunciated, that Tzorchei Shabbos Nasen B'Yontif, you're allowed to go and quote-unquote violate the Yontif. You're not violating, you're cooking on Yontif. If you're cooking on Yontif for Yontif, that everybody agrees that's totally permissible. All of our housewives and all those people that cook know you cook on Yontif for Yontif itself. That's not a problem. It's a question you can use. Can you cook from first day of Yontif, second day of Yontif? That's already more complicated, but that's not our Gemara. And you have the benefit now of being in Eretz Yisrael. If you stay in Eretz Yisrael, you won't have to worry about 2 days Yontif if you decide to stay there permanently. Ask Reb Shloime. Reb Shloime, do you have a situation of 2 days Yontif? No, you only have 1 day Yontif except for Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah, though.
Exactly, only Rosh Hashanah. But otherwise, you don't have that issue. But now we have Friday is Yontif. Shabbos is Shabbos. Says Rav Chisda, min ha-Torah, there's no problem. You can go and cook a whole Friday Yontif, cook and cook and cook, all for the benefit of Shabbos. What's the reason why? Because min ha-Torah, Tzorchei Shabbos Nasen B'Yontif. If that's the case, then in the Beis Hamikdash itself, you should certainly be able to go and cook and cook and cook and bake and bake and bake on Yontif L'Kovet Shabbos. Which cooking, which baking would you do? You wouldn't cook Shulin for the Beis Hamikdash, unless they were giving a big Kiddush or something, but you would go and bake the Lechem upon him. So why do you have to go and do it back on Thursday and on Wednesday? Just do it on Friday. That's the kasha that Rabbah asked to Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda said, because I agree with you, min ha-Torah you can go and bake as much as you want on that Friday and bake not just 12 lechem panim, you can bake 100 lechem panim. That's not true. You can only bake one set of lechem panim for Shabbos. No problem. However, the Chachamim made a shvus. What was the shvus? If you're going to start saying that you're allowed to bake on Friday for Shabbos, Yom Tov for Shabbos, people are going to say you can do it for Chol also. But we hold ain't shvus for Mikdash. That shouldn't apply. You should be able to go and bake the lechem upon him on Friday, on Yom Tov, in the Beis Hamikdash. He says, you're right. If I could eat it on Friday night or Shabbos, that would be Shavuos Kreidah. Since I can't eat it until a week later, the Chachamim would not matter that Shavuos. Thank you, Mark. Reb Shimon Gamliel, Yom Hashem, Reb Shimon Ben Haskan, the Doiches Yom Tov, and the Doiches Yom Tzoyim. Reb Shimon Gamliel disagrees with the Tanakhama and says you don't have to go and bake it back on Thursday, back on Wednesday. You can always bake your lechem upon him on Friday, with the sole exception if Friday turns out to be Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur is very, very chomer. You're not allowed to go and cook and bake on Yom Kippur as we know. So were it to happen that Yom Kippur falls out on Friday, which according to the modern day Luach is impossible, but were it to happen on Friday, then you would not be able to go and bake on that Friday. But any other Yontif falls out on that Friday, whether it happens to be Pesach, whether it happens to be Sukkot, whether it happens to be Shavuos, it falls out on Friday, you can bake on Friday itself. Aha. Okay, so Freit Timur, my Ikalamemer. What are you going to go and say about that? Didn't you just say that we have a problem of a shvus? What's a shvus? The people are going to go and say that you can go and bake now to choyl. Ah, yeah, we just finished saying, but shvus kroy vetiru shvus v'choy kaloy etiru. And here I see, according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, in the name of Reb Shimon Ben Askan, that even shvus v'choy kaloy etiru. You just said now there's no such thing as shvus v'choy kaloy etiru. What are you going to say, according to Reb Shimon Gamliel? And fit Rav Chisda b'hapli, that in fact that's the machloikis. You put your finger on it. Mar sava shvus kroy v'tira shvus v'chayka lo yetira, and that's why you have to go and bake back on Friday or Thursday or Wednesday. Don't bake on Yontif. Mar sava shvus v'chayka nam yetira. Once they said in Beis Hamikdash, ain't shvus v'migdash, that is a sweeping piece of legislation, and they said it makes no difference whether you can have the benefit of lechem upon him that night and the next morning or only a week later. It's a shvus, it's a shvus, it's a shvus. They were matir all shvusim, even shvus for chayk. Maz Rabbi, So let's leave now Lechem Aponim, and now let's go over to the parsha of Shtei Halechem. Lechem Aponim is every single Shabbos. Shtei Halechem is only once a year on Shavuos. Okay, what happens then on Shavuos? It's Masa Rav Meri. Shtei Halechem Einon Ne'echolis Le'pachas Mishnayim V'lo Yoyser Al Shloisha. It's always eaten either on day 2 or on day 3, never less than 2, never more than 3. Ketzad Ne'afois Erev Yontif Ne'echolis Le'yontif Lishnayim. You don't bake the Shtei Halechem on Yontif itself. You bake it Erev Yontif. So Erev Yontif is day 1. You eat it the next day on Yontif is day 2. Then Lishnayim. When I'm Chol Yontif Liyos Achra Shabbos, oh, what happens if Shavuos falls out on Sunday? Which happens occasionally. And therefore you would have in here in America, 3-day Yontif. You have Shabbos and then Yontif and Yontif. In Eretz Yisrael, you have Shabbos and Yontif. Okay, so if Chal Yontif Liyos Achra Shabbos, you certainly cannot go and bake on Shabbos. Chas v'sholom. So then you have to go and bake on Friday. When are you going to eat it? On Sunday. Sunday is Shavuos. Necholos liyontif lishloisha. Then it comes out on the 3rd day. Why? Lefisha ein adoicha lo yisa Shabbos v'lo yisa yontif. Because the baking of the Shtei Halechem is not doicha Shabbos, and it's not doicha yontif. That's why you can't bake it on yontif itself. That's why you can't bake it on Shabbos, which is erev yontif. You have to go back to Friday. Shoy, Frank the Yomara asks Rabba to Rav Chizda, the Amrist Tzorchei Shabbos Nasen B'Yontif. You said yesterday that any Tzorchei Shabbos are Nasen B'Yontif. Oy bazoy, hashta the Shabbos B'Yontif Shori, the Yontif B'Yontif. Mi boye. So he says, Madach, you're allowed to go and bake Min HaToyra. When Yontif falls out on Friday, you can go and bake and cook from Friday to Shabbos. Certainly you should be able to go and cook from Friday to Friday, from Yontif to Yontif. And therefore, why do I have to go and bake it the day before, or 2 days before? Bake it on Yontif itself. Get up early in the morning at 6 o'clock, and start baking away the Shtei Halechem for that V'yamer Tzorchei Shabbos Nasin B'Yontif. Madach, I'm allowed to go and cook and bake on Yontif for the following day Shabbos. Hashda de Shabbos B'Yontif Shori. Madach de Tzorchei Shabbos I'm allowed to do on Yontif. De Yontif B'Yontif Mi Boya. Then I should be able to do Boy B'Yoyim for Yontif B'Yontif. Why do I have to do it previously? Everything where Shani also in the Yom HaKra Lechem. Lechem V'loy L'Gvoya. Where does it say Lechem? It says the Gabi Shabbos. Ach, I'm sorry, the Gabi Yontif. Ach asher yiyochel lechol nefesh hu levada yiyosel lechem. What does this pasuk tell you? Ach asher yiyochel lechol nefesh. Anything involving cooking or baking, or for that matter, even shechting an animal. If it's oichel nefesh, you want to have happiness in terms of food for Yontif. You want to have oinig Yontif. You want simchas Yontif. You want to be able to eat on Yontif. No problem. You're allowed to go and prepare. Anything involving preparation of food. Then why does it say lochem? Of course we mean lochem. Lochem means for the Jewish people. Who's the Torah given to? It's, of course it says, what do you need lochem for? Lochem v'loy v'gvoya. This heter of going and cooking and baking on Yontif. Yontif is only for our own personal needs. You want to go and bake and cook for the Beis Hamikdash, for the Gevoya. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't give you a heter. It's a little bit counterintuitive, if you will. You would say, if Hashem permitted us to go and cook for ourselves, you should certainly have permitted to go and cook for the Beis Hamikdash. No. It's Lechem V'loy L'Gvoya. That was the drasha according to this Man D'Yomar. And therefore, you cannot go and bake on Shavuos. Shtei Halechem for Shavuos, you got to bake it from Erev Yontif.
The Shtei Halechem were eaten by the Kohanim, weren't they? Kachim.
And therefore?
So it's still the Gevoya, even though the Kohanim are eating it?
Yes, it means it's Mishulchan Gevoya Kazachu.
Okay.
Originally, it was Taka, you're right, for the Beis Hamikdash. And then the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, now that you did brought the Kvasim, you did the Matirim, you brought the Kvasim, okay, now it's done, I give it now to the Kohanim. Frank the one that Reb Shimon Gamliel, the only Shimon Reb Shimon Askan. Oh, the same Reb Shimon Gamliel that we had before. That Doichas Yontif, my Ikhla Meimer. By the way, there was another gear, so Doichas Yontif, the Ina Doichas Yoim Tsoim. because this is the same Reb Shimon Gamliel that we had up above. Exactly. So Rashi points out that this is obviously a false. This is a fake girsa. It wouldn't make sense to go and say, oh, by the way, the Shtei Alechem, it's not a doichi yontif according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, but it's not doichi Yom Kippur. You can't go and bake from Yom Kippur to Shavuos. I mean, that would be ludicrous. Anyway, so the Gemara is saying there from the Reb Shimon Gamliel, the Shimon Shimon Iskan, that doichi yontif is doichi yontif. So what are you going to go and say according to him? What is his svara? After all, I have this lechem v'loy legvoya. How can you go and bake on yontif itself? Chas v'sholem, what's going on? Everyone said, look, Abi Sholdi, I'm a lechem, lechem v'loy menacher. Yes, I do dash in that pasuk lechem, yeah, 100%, but not to go and exclude gvoya. If I can go and cook and bake for myself, I could certainly bake for the base of English, that's for sure. However, when it says lechem, if I happen to have a next door neighbor, John Smith, who is a lovely, lovely fellow, and I invite him sometimes to come to my house, even for a Sudas Yontif, and say, go and cheer in the holiday cheer for everybody, even for a Gentile, but you're not allowed to go and cook for him on Yontif. You can, whether or not you should or shouldn't invite him to your Yontif Suda, I leave that to you. We're not discussing that. But we are discussing, you're allowed to go and cook for him or bake for him, and the answer is solid no. Fine. But Ligvoyi you're allowed to. So that's why Shem Gamliel, Shem Rav Shem Askan says that you can go and bake Shtei Halechem on Shavuos itself. Fine. So now, until now we had kashas that Rabbah challenged Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda said very boldly yesterday that Tzorchi Shabbos Nas and Beyontif. So we had a kasha. Why then aren't you baking the Lechem upon him on Yontif? Why then can't you bake the Shtei Halechem on Yontif? So those are the challenges that Rabbah posed to Rav Chisda. Now Rav Chisda is posing challenges to Rabbah. Shalach le Rav Chisda le Rabbah biyad Rav Acha bar Afuna. He sent him the following challenge through a messenger, through Rav Acha bar Afuna. Me, I'm reading Hoyle. You keep on saying Hoyle, Hoyle, Hoyle. But now we have a famous Mishnah. Yesh Chodesh Telem Echad v'chayav en Aleh Mishem Shmoyna Lavin. A person could be Chodesh. He could be plowing one furrow, one ridge there out in the field, one row of crops. He's Chodesh, he's plowing, and Chas V'Sholom, he could be over on 8 Lavin simultaneously. How is that possible? Started with a Chodesh Bishor V'Chamor, like the Pasuk says, L'Sachresh Bishor V'Chamor Yachtov. You're not allowed to be Chodesh with a Shor and Chamor together. Once I am Chodesh Shor V'Chamor together, I'm over on that Isser of L'Sachresh. Okay, so that's number one. If the Shor v'Chamor have to both be Hegdish, and I'm now being Moil the Hegdish, that is my issue. Now, how would there be a Me'ila by Shor v'Chamor? So let's go and address that in another moment. But on the surface, it sounds like, okay, I have Mugdashim, so I have another issue, Me'ila, that's number two. The Kelayim Bekerem, if I'm not just being Chodesh Stam, but I'm Chodesh in a plot of land where I have planted in it chitas, oiren, chartzen, all different types of seeds together, and this Harisha is improving the growing of those seeds, so now I'm involved in planting kelaim as well. Rashi said because Harisha in this case would be like a subset of Zriya. I'm helping out the Zriya by plowing that field. So now I have the Harisha 3. Shavah Hamar, Mugdashim, Kalayim Bekerem. We're going to get back to it. Ushvias, and if it happens to be Shmita year, I think next year is Shmita year, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, if not, the year after. Anyway, it doesn't make a difference, but bottom line is that's already number four. And what is he doing? He's not doing it during the week, he's doing it on Yom Tov. That would be number five. And the person who's doing the Harisha happens to be a Koyin, and it's a Beis HaTuma, which would be six. And the Koyin also happens to be a Nazir. Or is already number seven. What means the base of someone that he's doing the planting of the kelaim with the shmar v'chamar with shemuk toshim on Yom Tov in Shmita in a base of chaim in a cemetery where there happen to be people buried. So now he's being metam himself. And Rashi says we have two separate psukim. One pasuk says the gabe koyin the nefesh leitama bi'amav. By nose it says al nefesh meis leyavoy. So we got seven. We have seven. Yeah, but didn't we start off? We have eight. Now what's going on? I thought you had eight or seven. So now we go back to the Rashi and to your question, Brother Shai. The last Rashi on Mem Zayin Omer Aleph V'Hein Muktoshin says Rashi Oiver Al Hashor Shu Kodshim Mizbeach Mishum Loisavoy Bevchor Sherecha. even though that's halacha legabe bechar. However, v'chol kodeshim kibechar, we're makish all the other kodeshim kibechar, that just like bechar loy sava, you're not going to work with it because bechar has the kedusha. Same thing is if you are makadish this shor l'moshul for a shlamim. So even though there's no din of me'ila by the shor because it's kodeshim kalim, but nevertheless because of this loy savoid, I got one issue. Al chamor, it's called shibetik kabayis. Chamor is not roi for the mizbech, but it was mekadosh shibetik kabayis. Mishum lav dehizid b'meila. Or I have a problem. If you're mezim b'meila, you learn chait chait mitruma. You have another lav. Says Rashi in the Banhar, shloish lav and chalukim. Lechoshev el lav and chalukim. So I have lav number one, chodesh b'shor v'chamor yachdav. That's a kilayim. That's one. The Heng Mukdashim, I'm adding now two more, not one more, two more. One is Leifsav B'Bchor Sherecha, which applies to the Shor. And then the Gabi Chamor, I have an Isser of Me'ila. Then that's two more, so then now I have three, and Kilayim B'Kerem is now number four, and they have the four on the Amid base. Rashi's Abyssal Shver. Why is Rashi Abyssal Shver? Why did Rashi have to go and say that the Isser of the Gabi the Shor is? Because Leisavid B'Bchor Sherecha, and the Shor is just like Bechor, and Bechor is an Isser Avoyedana. Rashi was felt because if we're talking about Ashlamim, then if you're Ashlamim, there's no Dinah Me'ila. But Lechay Rashi could have given a better example. We could have been talking about a carbon Oila, for instance. If I have a shor and I'm makdashim for a carbon oila, then it's karchi kudishim. Then there is a din of me'ila, so I don't need to come on loisavi. There's a din of me'ila by the shor, which is karchi kudishim. There's a din of the chamar because of berik abayis. So that's how I have two separate isur. So that's not my kasha. Stois is kasha here on the bottom. Pirush akundris mukdashim ikatarati b'shorim mishum loisavi. The chamar is karchi berik abayis chay mishum ila ubechinam dochak. And it's bechinam that he has to go and say, I learned it from Bechor, to be sure, kufim mechai mishim ila. When? Emu oila, or it's a karm chatas. Now you're going to tell me, how would you ever have a shor that is a karm chatas? After all, a chatas is always a kizba or a seira. But just in nishver, if you had one of those rare cases of a par helam davashel tzibur, or par koyin mashiach, or par yom kippurim, each one of those is a par, is a shor, and therefore, I would have another case of Eli, I don't have to talk about the Loisavim. Fine, Rashi went to chap on a case that would apply even to Shlom, even to Kachem Kam. But bottom line is, I have now four here on the Amid Aleph, then I have four more on the Amid Beis, Shvius, Yontif, Koyin, and Nazir, so I have eight altogether. Fine. Freitach yet, Rav Chizel to Rabba, the Amrin and Hoyil, if you should go and say that, what does Hoyil tell us? Even though truly I don't really need it for that purpose. But I could have, would have, should have. For instance, it's Yontif. I am now cooking from Yontif to Shabbos. How do you not go and cook from Yontif to Shabbos? I'll tell you why. Because even though I happen to be stuffed to the gills, I'm really full. But Orchim may come in shortly. Hoyle that I can go and bake for today and cook for today. Maybe I can go and cook already for Shabbos because Orchim may arrive on the scene. So Freiti Mora Hoyle, if you're going to say Hoyle, why don't you say the same thing with Gabi, the Harisha Beyontif, Achrishulay Lechayiv. After all, there's a good chance, or at least some chance, that I'm going to go and shecht either a tzipor, a bird, a chicken, or for that matter, a chaya. Mm-hmm. And if I'm going to do that on Yontov, I'm going to go need earth for kisei hadam. So if I did the harisha to go and have now offer to go and cover the kisei hadam, that would be a permissible thing to do on Yontif. So therefore, why do I say Yontif is one of the eight lavim, one of the eight isurim? Why did I go and say, Hoyil, that I could have gone and did a harisha, lekovid kisei adam, so therefore I should be able to go and do the harisha even if I didn't have a kisei adam. Just like Hoyil, I can go and cook and bake if guests are coming, so I can go and cook and bake even if they don't come because they might have come. See here too, I might have gone and then shechted a kisei adam tzipor. So why is that one of the eight? As we pray of Chizr Tura. Amr Bar Shmuel, the Avonim Mikruzolis Reuya. Sorry, Avonim Mikruzolis. It's talking about a tough piece of land where I'm doing my harisha, where the land doesn't involve offer tichoyach, stam, sand, and earth. But rather, it's full of avonim mikuzolis. Now, what are avonim mikuzolis?
They're used for kinuach.
Exactly. Avonim mikuzolis are used for kinuach for the Beis HaKiseh. And since those are Beis HaKisei type of Avonim, they're not the type of things that you can use for Kisei Hadam. Because Kisei Hadam has to be Ofar and not Avonim. But the question, which I think Brother Shai was leading up to, and I haven't given him a chance yet to enunciate, is why do we have to talk about Avonim because all this? Why don't you say it's Avonim? Avonim are not for, after all, we're not talking about anybody going to Beis Kisei over here. The person already went. Now I'm talking about the issue of whether I can use this Harisha to produce offer for Kisei Adam, and I can't because this is full of Avonim. So in fact, if you look at Rashi, Rashi's not goyis mekuzalis. Rashi says about 10 lines in Bavonim, v'lichas of the Kisei, he leaves out the mekuzalis altogether. Toysis, however, did have that Kirsa, and Toysis says, you know why he's talking about Avonim mekuzalis? See, Rashi, Toysis is right in the middle of the Yomid, Pishrakois, Shen Ru'uyais Lizria, v'lichas of the Kisei, Achi Yichtoish. Ah, the reason why we're talking about Avonim because if we're talking about normal, regular Avonim, how can you go and plow a field full of stones and boulders and stones? That's going to be next year. We'll get to that in a moment. But in the meantime, we're just talking about Avonim because all the Lifa Limor tells that because that's where it's real. So then why do we talk about it by Gabib Kiski, say? So Toysis, Gabib Kiski, Nami Lefisha in Iraq, Uyus, Yus, Lekinuach, Mishkishain Koshim. If it's hard, hard stone, it's difficult to use it as a substitute for toilet paper. However, if it happens to be soft, okay, nishkefelach, that's why on all the Kleenex tissue boxes and all the tissue boxes, they only stress that soft, 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 all based on this toysis that you want to go and take something which is rakois, which is uyes yos lekinua. For like a pirish countries, the pirish hasam in Mesech the Shabbos, because all this chodos means that they come to a point that is easier than for kinuah because it's pointy and not round or whatever. Here it wouldn't make sense to talk about avonim mikuzolis, and that's why you can't use it for kis. What difference does it make? Yom mikuzolis, nish mikuzolis. But according to me, says Toysis, that makes a lot of sense if we're talking about avonim mikuzolis, because that's roi lizria that you can go and plant even though they're avonim, but they're soft. And therefore, says Toysis, Rashi moch kan minasvarim. That's why Toysis points out that Rashi taka left out the word mikuzolis, and he only put in the word avonim because, according to Rashi, mikuzolis is lav dafka etzling malav lemay.
So, according to Toysis, it's using that because it would be shaykh plowing.
It would be shaykh physical plowing.
Physical plowing. Yeah.
Exactly. So, freit the gemara yet. As Omer Papa Shmuel, avonim mikuzolis. Aha. How are you going to use the Avonim Mikuzolos? So tomorrow, Ruuyos Lekoyshan. Now this is not a pshat, but this is a kash of the Gemara. What's the kash of the Gemara? Kash of the Gemara is, you're telling me you're talking about Avonim Mikuzolos. And if it's Avonim Mikuzolos, that's why I don't say that it's mutter to go and do the Harisha on Yontif, because hoyel that I could go and use it for Kisei Hadam. I can't use it on Avonim Mikuzolos. So the Gemara, no, but Ruuyos Lekoyshan. I still have that hoyel. What's a hoyel? I should not be over on the Harisha on Yontif that I'm doing Harisha. Why not? Even though my purpose really is to do it for the planting, the plowing, and for the growing of the seeds and all that stuff. Emes. However, I could have, would have, should have, I could have done it for Kisei Adam. Yeah, but talking about Avonim Mikuzolos. But even they're talking about Avonim Mikuzolos, who is the Koyshan, especially like Toysa said, that they have to be soft. So you can go and crush them up. Go and give a kvetch and a crush and a crush and a kvetch, and you can use it then for Kisei Adam.
No,
Frank Mark, you should be on to me. Sorry. Oh, you're allowed to go and do a kvetch, be on to. You're allowed to go and do a cooking. You're allowed to do on Yontif. But Tisha and Yontif, how can you do that? Don't do it the normal way, twice with a kli. Do it with your left hand, do it just with your hand, and not whatever. Step in the exactly, you're going to do kalachiyad, which minatoyr is permissible only also in Rabban. And since here we're talking about isurim minatoyr, you're talking about getting malchus. Why would you get malchus? Hoyul that he's doing that harisha, he could have done it for purposes of kisei dam tzipor. Everyone is talking about tzunma. This was what you were saying before, Brother Shai. Tzunma means that it's as hard as a boulder. It's really hard. Oh, it's really so hard, and you cannot be koitish it, and therefore, certainly you cannot use it for kisei dam. Freddy Moore, it's not as hard as you're talking about. It's in Barzaria. Yeah. Then you can't go and plant in this field either. What are you doing? Your Harisha back and forth. This whole field is just full of these hard, hard boulders. You're wasting your time. Says the purpose of this harish is to plow away, to push aside
the crust of hard stone.
The crust of hard stone and push it away, and then to be able to get down to the soft earth down below. So back to square one. Now that I pushed away these hard crust of stones up above, and I'm now down to the Ofer Tichayach, the Harisha on Yomdiv should be potter, right, because now I can extract some of the Ofer Tichayach and use it for Kisiyadam. Elamar Barabashi Betina. It's talking about mud. And Rashi says mud is not good for Kisiyadam. Why can't it be used for Kisiyadam? Because Kisiyadam has to be Ofer Tichayach, it has to be chisohu ba'ofer. Ofer by definition means the type of thing that you like sprinkle down, if, as if it was salt or sugar or something that it has such a powdery type of consistency, where you're putting earth and you're putting dirt, but not mud. Mud is just a big mud, and therefore you cannot use it for kisiyadam. Frank Timur, if it's really mud, the tina bar is real. Can you use mud and plant in that? Plants and crops and trees and grain and all that. So you might have a matunta coming here. This is matunta, Rashi says, Eretz lacha, ru'uya lezriya, ve'ina nasis offer in bole koitcha, because he medabek is v'nigbelis. Rashi in the middle of the yom, and matunta means that it's very moist and wet and soft. So therefore the Eretz lacha, this type of Eretz lacha, the wet mud would work ru'uya lezriya. However, it's not good for offer, because offer you have to have it that it's grind, you can grind it or pound it up and make it, crush it up into little pieces.
It's like a bar gibbel here.
It's a bar gibbel. Exactly. So you can't just smile. Okay. So Rav Chisda thought he had some real strong nakar kashis on Rabbah, if you hold hoyel while you chayiv. It's cooking about such an ukimta where it's talking about tina with mud, and therefore you cannot use it for kisei adam, so you don't have the hoyel.
Why didn't they answer the simultaneous?
Yeah.
The very end of Yom Tov. There was no thing shut down. There's no time for Kitzur Adam. There's no purpose for it. What all these
all of these hoyels are all based on that there's enough time, like we had yesterday by the Behemoth Mesukenes,
right,
that is talking about there's enough time to go and shecht it and still take a Schnell Exayas and do a Tzli. So you're saying we should go and say this is talking about 5 minutes before the end of Yom Tov, and therefore it's not roy to go and still quickly do a shechit of a dam tzipa. Or maybe the dam tzipa is already geshachten, maybe the tzipa is already geshachten, and now all I need is the offer. So I'm doing the harisha right now, and then 3 seconds later I'm going to go and put the offer. So you more probably hold that that's a, it's a possible test, but it's a very remote, far-fetched to go and say that case of the eight is okay.
At the last minute they would give that tariff.
Yeah. Very good. That would be a court of last resort. Exactly right. Anyway, let me ask another kasha again on Rabba based on the hoil concept. What happens if a person is cooking a giranosha in milk on yontif? Oh, what a bad guy this guy is. First of all, he's cooking. He's taking a gid anosha. Are you allowed to eat gid anosha?
No. It's not basar, though. It's gid.
We're going to talk about that in a moment. But are you allowed to go and cook a gid anosha? No. You can only cook during the week and go every day of the week. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you can go and exactly. Every day of the week you can go and cook as many gid anoshas as you want. But all you have to do after that, you have to go and throw it out. See, of course, it would be a waste of money, baltashas. But there wouldn't be an isser of cooking gid anosha. We're not talking about the isser of basar b'chalav. We're talking at the moment about the isser of gid hanosha. So gid hanosha, you're allowed to go and cook, but you cannot go and cook on yontif. Because yontif, you can go on only those things which are at tzoyrech. Tzoyrech of oichel nefesh. I want to be able to eat it. If I go and cook the gid hanosha on yontif, I won't be able to eat it. So therefore, that's going to be already my isser number one. And the fact that I'm eating it after I cook it, that's going to be isser number two. You're not allowed to eat gid hanosha. But the next isser is going to be the fact that you cooked it gid hanosha b'cholav. So now the Gemara is going to rechonos, the Gemara is going to enumerate all of the possible isurim over here and the possible malchus. So we start again. Mavashel gid hanosha b'cholav b'yotav. V'oichli, and eat it. Loike chamishi gets up to 5 times malchus. Number one, loike mishem mavashel gid b'yotav. What business do you have going and cooking for naught on yotav? There's no purpose in cooking it. V'loike mishem oichli gid. Okay, oichli gid hanosha, that's number two. That the fact that you went and cooked the gid in milk, that's basar b'cholav. Now that, of course, would depend on the machlekes that we had earlier on, whether yeish begid menois and tam or ain begid menois and tam.
But also, isn't there a question whether it's considered to be like eight?
That's exactly right. why do we say ein begidim benois in tam? What do you mean it doesn't have tam? It's growing inside the animal. Of course it has tam. You go and eat it, you'll see it's like a piece of wood growing in the middle of the animal. The animal got stuck on a piece of wood. The wood went into its body. Tastes like a piece of wood. That's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu inserted a gid anosh into every animal.
It may be a question of Basar B'chol, but it's definitely mevashel gedi v'chelavimo.
Gedi or
gid. Gid, right.
That's a gid tushtel. A gid tushtel. Gedi and gid. Okay, very good. Anyway, so getting back to very good. So back to Agamar Nachamo. We're trying to add up five altogether. As you'll see, we have three related to the cooking process, two related to the eating process. Again, the first one is that he's like a mishim mevashel gid biyontif. Number one, like a mishim oichel gid. That's two. So one bishul, one achil. Veloike mishim mevashel basar b'chalav. Oh, that's number two of bishul. Veloike mishim oichel basar b'chalav. So that's number two of oichel. So have two bishuls and two oichels. Veloike mishim avara. The fact that he put on the fire in the first place. Avada havor letzoyrech. If you're cold, you ought to make a fire. If you want to go and cook something, you have to go and cook something that you cannot eat anyway. So that's shloi letzoyrech. So you've made a fire in this. So that's like the bishul, not the eating, but it's the preparation. It's three bishul isurim, two achil. Five altogether. Freitach yes, Rav Chisda to Rabba or Abaye asked, but he was asking, if you will, on behalf of Rav Chisda. Not that Rav Chisda asked him to do so, but he's zochel adam shloim b'fanim, if you will. Hoyil, that since Rav Chisda could ask it, so Abaye is now asking it. The diemrin hoyil, if you hold the din of hoyil, avor lelechayv. Hoyil, the chazalei letzarchai. This very same fire that you put on top of it, this pot of giranosha, you could easily have put on it a pot of cholent or a pot of chicken soup. So it's chazalei letzarchai as the hoyil. So why should you be chayiv on that halacha vavara? Amalei says that, you know, you're absolutely right. Now the Gemara is going to go through a series of tirutzim, and the Gemara is going to be doichi each teretz. But the important thing is that we want to take out this havara because we don't want there to be a hoyil svar. And therefore, it says Gemara, you're right. We're talking about a situation that not only did he cook a gid hanasha b'chalav, but it was a gid hanasha shel nevela in cholav, and he ate this gid hanasha shel nevela, so it'll be over another iser of eating nevela.
So six, not five.
No, we're taking out havara. We're taking out havara. Havara lei lechai, because chozi lei letzarchai.
Right, okay.
Says, Rabba, I agree with you. Mm-hmm. When you see havara, it's a mistake. Push the delete button.
Right.
Because it's a hoyel, chozi lei letzarchai. We said that there are five. I'm going to insert new number five. New number five is, Kiranosha shal nevela, and it'll be over because he ate a shtickle nevela. There's no isser in cooking nevela, there's only isser in eating nevela. Frankly, more, but I have a problem with Tanir Abchir in his Braisa, when he went over the Mishnah, he said, Loikim shtaim al achilosei, vishalish al bishulai. There were three bishul isurim and two achila isurim, like we enumerated previously. But now, if we're taking out the Havara, and we're putting the achilas nevela, now we're turning the thing on it on itself, instead of 3 plus 2, it's really 2 plus 3. The is according to this tupshat sholish alachilasei mi boyele. Says Yibai, you're right. El apik avar take out avar ve ayil atzei mukta. These etzim that were intended, for instance, for construction, they're mukta, and I use these to go and make the gid anasha. So that's the isur. I took the etzim mukta and I lit them for purposes of this fire, for purposes of cooking. And that's a mukta, Freit demara, mukta deraisu, mukta is a minatoira. After all, we're talking about over here, loike, he gets malkis. It's not isa deraisu, it's isra ban. Only, no. The mandiyamar of this Mishnah, this braisa, holds that the din of mukta is minatoira. Where does he take it from? The chesedit and the pas, vayim shishi, vechino es asher yovil. What is this referring to? This is referring to the man. That on the man, don't go and do the preparations for the man. If you want to cook the man, if you want to bake the man, don't do it on Shabbos. Be a mashishi on Friday, vechivashibi, you have to go and do all the hachanas. Now, that's the poshib shot. The hachanas means go and cook your fish and your soup and your meat and your man and everything you want to do, do it on Friday. Don't do it on Shabbos. However, Rashi points out that there is a similar posik in that same parsha. It says Eisa she toifu eifu veEisa she tevashlu bashelu, which also is referring to do it before Shabbos. So the Torah is repeating it twice. This din of don't cook and bake on Shabbos, do it before Shabbos. So what's the purpose of repeating it again? The purpose of the repetition in this pasuk is means that anything that you want to use for Shabbos, you should go and say before Shabbos, hini muchan umzuman. Presumably those things which is a double pasuk that you want to use on Shabbos, like your regular plates and forks and food, you don't have to do that. But anything else that you might not ordinarily use, you should go and make a statement before Shabbos, a declaration. You see all the wood there in the shed? I intend using those on Shabbos or on Yontif. I do intend using them. If I'm going to go and use them, that takes away any problem of muktzah. But what happens if I don't say those magic words? Then in fact, that would be oivra muktzah on Shabbos. If you look at the Rashi, the Ichinu, four lines before the white lines. The Mezuman, Shemizamin kol tzorchoi hayoim v'yoimar. The pasuk doesn't have to go and tell us, don't be matriach malach Shabbos. I have a pasuk. If you were not mezamin it, if you didn't prepare in advance, because of kari hachana, have you la malacha? Then said in the pasuk, echinah shishivu, and you weren't make it, you didn't make that declaration. Therefore, it's muktzah. Just like any malacha that you on Shabbos. So, getting back to the Gemara is saying agrisa chidush that iser number five, for which you get malchus, if you use the atzei muktzah and you use that to go and cook your gira nasha, that would be iser number five. Your oivah lisas kamalacha. Amalei, how can you say that? That muktzah your oiver on yontif for atu the amris boy min name Rav Chizda the amilo boy min name Rav Huna. You yourself said that Rav Chizda or Rav Huna asked, or he asked of Rav Chizda Rav Huna, hey visem me afar ushchotei tamid biyontif mahu. What happens if in the Beis Hamikdash they needed a brand new set for the carbon oilas tamid? Normally they have six in the Lishkas Atlarim. I guess for some reason there was a shortage, for whatever reason, and they have to go and schlep out a seh from outside. They couldn't find any local ones, and they brought it from the Afar. Afar means from the marshes, from the swamps, from far away. And since it was far away, you never had in mind from before Yontif that you're going to go and use that seh to bring your carbon oilas tamid, because you were maktsimidata, not necessarily
you didn't
that.
You didn't know it was there until you were desperate.
Exactly. So what happens if you went to shchati tamid biyontif, if you shechted it on yontif as a carbon oilas tamid? Mal. Is that right? Is that wrong? That amislan, and when we asked that shaila, you told us, Allah, about this, that I have a pasuk in Yechezkel. And that pasuk in Yechezkel is here on Torah or Shalom number 3 or Gimel. V'se'achas min ha'atzoi min ha'masayim min mashki Yisrael l'mincho u'li'ol l'shlam l'chaper le'min u'ashem l'kim. So what does it say? Se'achas min ha'atzoi, one set from the tzayin, then I'm assigned from the 200 in Mashki Yisrael. What is that pasuk coming to tell us? Jokti Yomar, se v'loy habchor. We're talking about a set that you want to bring for a carbon tamid. You cannot go and bring a bechor for a carbon tamid. Why can't I bring a bechor for a carbon tamid? So Rashi says because a bechor is always
kedushas berechem.
That's a nice pshat, but Rashi says something different. If you look at Rashi, seven lines from the bottom, sev lo yisumchor, the sev masha shehi ro'ui liois bein zohar bein nekeva. The word se is unigender, if you will. Right. The kulim b'chlal se, u'b'chor ein ala zohar. B'chor is only a zohar. And so therefore, when it says se, I want to bring it for carbon oila, since se sounds like both a zohar and a keva, it cannot be b'chor because b'chor is only a zohar. It's a little bit shver.
Because Ol is also only a Zachar.
Exactly. So Tosis already asked his Kasha that the central union is an Oila. If you look at the Tosis, two lines, two Tosis from the bottom, Sev Le B'chor, Pish B'kund, Sev Mash Min Zachar Min Keva, the Tame is a Bo'i Le'ai, the Tame Bo'an the Keva. It's there for Tosis another Pshat. But anyway, but that's Halacha number one, Sev Le B'chor. And then we continue on Se Achas. What is Achas? V'loi Meiser. That if you happen to have a Sev which was Meiser, you cannot go and use it. It's Masa Behema. Why can't you go and use it? Says Rashi, because the word Achas has a connotation of one. Well, Meiser has a connotation of one out of ten. So one on its own, unique, it's one. And not something that was originally part of ten, and then I extracted it, extricated from the ten. Look at the Rashi, V'loi Meiser. The Meiser Behema ain't a Roy Lakdish of the Kerman Achet. V'achim Mashwa Echot Shehele Vad. Not something that you had to extract, that it became
it was part of a minion.
Good. That's one maaser. Min hatzoin v'lo yapilgus. What's that? Pilgus, pilgus. That's a famous case. That's the 13th one. Meaning that there's a difference between a keves and an ayil. As you know, when it comes to a carbon oil, something you have to bring in shnei kvasim, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. A keves means up to the age of 12 months until its first birthday. That's a keves. Once it's 13 months and older, in other words, a full year plus another month, it becomes an ayil. An ayil is used for other kabbalas. For instance, for a number of the ashamois, you use an ayil. Fine. What about if it's between 12 and 13? That transition period, that bein hashmashes, then it's called a pilkas. What's it then? Don't use that for a carbon or the stomach. You can use a tzayin, but not a pilkas. Now it says, men ha-masayin. What does that mean? Mimoyse shtey meyoyz shenishtayru bibar. Can the oil shemitaylib masayin? What does that mean? So Rashi says this man of masayin is no longer referring to the oil of summit, it's referring to the nisachim that are brought with the carbon oil of summit. Now, if you have nisachim which are yayin, what happens if there was a mixture? What means that? That a mixture? You had 200 parts of normal chulin wine, and you had one part of Orla wine. Orla, as we know, is asr bechila, asr banna. Okay, so our Gemara is telling us, or the Pasuk is telling us, mena masayim means it was 1/200th, mi moiser shtei meyosh shenishtayru babar. That after I took out my nisach hayayin cup for purpose of nisach hayayin on the mizbeach, I left behind 200 parts back in the bar. What is that Pasuk coming to tell you? Mikan is coming to tell you the din of Orla shetei masayim. That Orla, if it ever got mixed into regular wine or regular peiros, then it's bottled if there's 200 times as much, as opposed to, for instance, truma, which is 100 times. Here it's 200 times.
This is a isser, truma is actually heter. Heter and heter is 100. And isser is 200.
Okay. You're calling truma heter. It's heter for the kahana.
Right, exactly.
For everybody else, it's awesome. Right. Okay. Rashi said, Emerson, this is not the real lima. The real lima is from somewhere else. However, this is more an asma.
Right, it's a novi. It's
yeah, but we learn a lot of Hilchas Beis Hamidrash from Yecheskel. Rashi, the Gemara always asks, Yecheskel is novi, it's nach. However, the Gemara answers that Yecheskel HaNovi went and he codified a lot of the halachas which were given to Yishabal Peh. He put it down in his Sefer Yecheskel. Therefore, we do learn a lot of halachas from Yecheskel related to the Beis Hamikdash. But anyway, beginning back to our Gemara now, and the Gemara continues on. The Pasuk says, Mimashki Yisrael, Minamutal Yisrael, Mikan Omri, and Mavi, and Nesachim, and Tevel. For instance, in Sochim, you cannot bring from Tevel because it's not Mutal Yisrael. I'm not looking at Tevel. So therefore, disqualified for Nesachim. Yochali Minamukta, I would think, well, just like you can't bring the Sochim and Tevel, maybe you can't bring the Sochim and Amukta if you weren't making it, if it was Maximi Daita.
Just
like Tevel, it's a problem in the inherent nature of Tevel. The guf who iser is what aser. Mashenkin mukta is an external thing. Because all I have to do before Shabbos Yom Tov is say, I'm mazmin it. And then I don't have a problem mukta. So that's an external. So that, therefore, ma tevel miyuchad iser gufay. Of course, it's a gufay gomel yotze mukta shen iser gufay goram lai. El iser dover acher goram lai. So there's no problem mukta. The E-Amis. Okay, so this is the drosha that they made from this pasuk. So now let me ask you, Rabbi. The E-Amis is a mukta diraisa. You just got finished saying that. How do I have a cheshbon of 5 malkus in? By the case of the person that went and cooked and ate the giran nosha that he cooked with cholav on yontif. And number 5, he said, was because he used atzei mukta. If you tell me it's a mukta diraisa, mali is a guf, mali is a tovar acher. Then why is the Gemara saying, ein mevi in the sachem and a tevel? I would think, this is an extraneous iser dover acher. If it's osir, it's osir, it's osir. I should be able to learn from the pasuk and a mashke Yisrael and a mutal Yisrael that this is also Yisrael. Why is it osir? Because it's mukta. It's chilisim and a toira. Aren't you the one that said that chilik malachis l'shabes vein chilik malachis liyantif? It's a din of lamed tes malachos and Shabbos, that if you are over multiple malachos and Shabbos, each one bishoygeg, then you have to go at
multiple.
Of course, it depends, of course, naturally, whether it's shigas Shabbos or shigas malachos. But assuming that you know that it's Shabbos and which is shigas malachos, and you did 5 isurim, 5 of the lamed tes malachos, you have to go and bring 5 chatois if you did it bishoygeg. But that's only the gabi Shabbos. Min chilik malachos yontif. The gabi yontif, there is no such chilik malachos.
There's no chatos bishoygeg.
Exactly. So that being the case, then when I'm over the iser of cooking on yontif, because I cooked something that I didn't need to eat, like this gid hanoshe b'cholav, which is impossible to eat, so I'm over on Isra Bishul on Yom Tov. The same time I used Atze Hegdish for that Bishul, but that's also an Isra on Yom Tov. And therefore the two should just be one Isra. Ein chlik malach the Yom Tov, you're just being over the Isra of Etz Yom Tov, don't do any avoid on Yom Tov. So you don't have the possibility of 39 separate malachas. It's each one of them falls into the parasha of Leisasaka malach. So how do you get your cheshbon of five? Says, so you're right, El Apik Avor, take out Havara, La'ayil Atzeish Asherah. Oh, the eights in the use were Avodah Zarah eights. And that's number five. And the Isra is from Vlayid, but Biyacha Mumman Acheirah. And you're having Hanah from the Chayr, from Atzeh Asherah. That's number five. And if we don't have the Hoyle, it's not Atzeh Yomtiv. It has to do with Atzeh Asherah. Once you're telling me that using Atzei Asherah, just even the bringing in the Atzei Asherah into your home and using it for purposes of cooking, then you should be over a double Isur. Not only but also to tell me, and therefore I should have number six, not just five Isurim. Says, well, you're right. Alapik havara v'ayil hatzi hegdish. Take out havara and put an hatzi hegdish. V'azhara mehacha v'ashereim tisrafun v'eish. That you're not allowed to go and burn Atzei Hegdish on Yontif Bi Isur. And therefore, based on this, we forenfed our kasha. Remember, we started off, what was the challenge to Rabba from that price, from that Mishnah, is the fact that it said Havara was Isur number 5. And we said, why is Havara Isur number 5? I could have made that fire for purposes of Tzarchai.
A mutter cooking.
It's the Tzarchai. Hoyel the Chazalei the Tzarchai. Says, Igmar, you're right. We take out Havara. But to take out Havara, we had to go through all of these acrobatics to figure out what would be the replacement. We wanted to go and say, perhaps it's Nevela. We said, it couldn't be that. Maybe it's Atzei Mutzah. We said, it couldn't be that. We said that maybe it's referring to Atzei Asherah. It can't be that. So we Gemara leaves off with and saying it's talking about Atzei Hegdish, and that would be Issur number 5, that you're burning Imzist for naught. You're burning the Atzei Hegdish on Yom
Tov. Doesn't it enter the problem that you learn now if it's Atzei Hegdish?
That would be your number 5. So you're saying an Asherah Nisafun Be'esh, it should be an extra one Me'ila?
Yeah.
Are you being moil behegdish by burning the Atzei Asher?
I say hegdish.
Are you another one Atzei Hegdish? Well, you have to think about that.
You have Hanah from
Atzei. Yeah, I understand anything. So you're saying that should be number 6.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's not a Malkus thing. It's a. And you get Me'ilu B'Shogeg and Achayva Korban, but you are over Me'ilu B'Mezid.
So maybe that's the answer. We're just trying to find Loike Chomish. If you're saying a Me'ilu, it wouldn't be a Dina Malkus, so then you have Loike. So I only have 5 malchus. But it could also be, as you were saying, that maybe only if you're having hanor from the hegdish, you're not having hanor from the hegdish, you're just wasting the atzei hegdish because I can't eat from it anyway.
So you are going to eat from it, and it is cooking the gid hanashem.
You're not a heter. The din of the tzoyrach and yam. Why is the Gemara said that you're over on cooking the yam? I'm going to eat it. It's not a tzoyrach. It's got to be a tzoyrach heter, not a tzoyrach isra.
So you are, by not eating heter food, you're saving the food that you're otherwise not eating.
It's like
you're not feeding your animal this.
Yeah,
so you're saving money or something. There is a hanah there.
And indirect. Okay, we'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisai. And we're going to continue Mitzvah, Nochum and Machloikis, Rabbi and Rav Chizit, tomorrow, Legabe, Hoyel. Have a wonderful day. Bracha Batzlach.
David.